Do you know that it's possible to live righteous in an unrighteous world? My friend, just because everybody else is doing it doesn't mean that you have to do it. You know, it's possible to live holy in an unholy world. Noah and his family lived righteously, and they are the ones that made it on the ark. Of all the world, they lived for God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, and I'm going to begin to read with the 8th verse. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And then in the second part of verse 9, it says, Noah walked with God. My friend, it's imperative that we walk with the Lord, and we can walk with the Lord and have a relationship with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Noah wasn't perfect in a sense of sinless perfection, but he was perfect in the sense that he believed in the Lord. He trusted in God, and he walked in his integrity. You know, being that Noah found grace in the eyes of God, I would say that Noah was probably a gracious man. I would say that he probably showed it in his actions. I would imagine that he treated his wife with love and respect. No, I don't think that Noah thought he was God. As some people, you know, I mean, they think they're God. I mean, they become so full of themselves, or so self-righteous, if you will, that they actually believe that they can never make a mistake. He didn't walk around with a religious piety about himself. He didn't, have the attitude that he could do no wrong. No. I'm sure he loved his wife and he loved his sons. I'm sure he spent time with them and he led them by example, taught them about the Lord. Noah was a gracious man. He had to be if he found grace in the eyes of God. You see, it's those that are humble that find grace from God. Those who are broken before the Lord. Those who know that they need God. See, God is looking for this. He's looking for brokenness. He's looking for a broken and contrite heart. These God will not turn away. A heart of humility. A heart that wants God. And I pray that you want God in your heart. That is your desire. Of all the other things that you do and all the responsibilities that you have, I pray the one underlining current that you have is that you desire more of Jesus in your life. You know, there are some men these days that are disguised under a cloak of religion that have hardened hearts. They have a false humility. You know, they act all holy in front of others, but behind closed doors, they mistreat and abuse their families. You know, they're full of self, and they're full of pride, and they're full of ego. They intimidate their families and want to control them and everything they do. See, they play with their minds and also with their emotion. God forbid that they would do something like this. No, my friend, these kinds of people are far from being a true child of God. You know, there are people that are pretenders, they're hypocrites, they're imposters, they're people that like to control, they like to have power over other people. And my friend, I believe it's imperative that they repent and they get right with God before it's too late. My friend, the God of all, the judge of all, who sees all things, the Lord Jesus Christ, will have the last say-so with people like these. Well, what kind of man was Noah? The Bible says that he was a righteous man. I'd have to say, my friend, that that's pretty important, especially when God's judgment was coming around the corner. Chapter 7, verse 1 of Genesis. Then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are what? Righteous before me in this generation. How is it that Noah was righteous? Because he trusted in the Lord. He believed in God. It was accounted to him as righteousness.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.